The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee, and a large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this in order to test him, because he knew himself what he was going to do. And Philip answered, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each one even to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good is that for so many?" And Jesus said, "Have the people recline." There was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks and shared them with those who were reclining, and also as much fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, Jesus said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the barley loaves which had been given to eat. When the people saw the sign which he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is coming into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him a king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, those of you who've been to the Holy Land will remember the enchanting, beautiful scene where the loaves and the fishes miracle happened. It's the only miracle which appears in all 4 Gospels. And of course, John is different. Rather interestingly, archaeologists later discovered that in the area where this miracle happened, this sign in the Gospel of John, there was a mill. And that's important, because when you read the Greek here, the 12 baskets taken up are kophinoi, and these are large baskets that are used around the area of a mill. Now, there's Matthew and in Mark, there's a second feeding of the Gentiles way over on the Syrian side of the Sea of Galilee in the Golan Heights. And there, the baskets are kophinoi, which are smaller baskets or traveling baskets, people, the lunch baskets. It confirmed the fact that there's accuracy in remembering the feeding of the 5,000 here. In order to understand John's reference to the feeding of the multitude, we'd have to read the whole chapter 6 in the Gospel of John. At the Last Supper, of course, John does not have the Eucharist. He has the washing of the feet. So John's Eucharistic theology is here in chapter 6. And if you read on in chapter 6 and finish the thing, this is the 4th of 7 signs. And if you read on in the Gospel of John, you'll find out that Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. The one who eats this bread will live forever." Mm-hmm. Now, clearly he's speaking about the Eucharist. He refers to himself as the bread that fed the people. So the overtones of Eucharist are very strong. And John's theology of Eucharist is in chapter 6 in his gospel. It does not appear at the Last Supper. Notice Jesus takes bread, breaks the bread, looks up to heaven, shares the bread. Rather interesting, the 12 baskets left over, of course, are meant to symbolize the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles, each one given a basket to share and to distribute. In a couple of visits to the Holy Land with Cardinal Manning, he used to believe that the 12 baskets left over were meant for those who were not there, the people that haven't come to the Eucharist, the people that haven't come to be fed with the bread of life. The baskets left over are meant for them. It's an interesting interpretation of that. What this says to us is anybody who really does not believe in the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist has to study chapter 6 in the Gospel of John. When Jesus says, "I am the bread of life, you must eat my flesh and you will live forever," it says, chapter 6 there, that many of them said, "This is too much for us. We can't handle this. You mean we're eating your flesh? You are the bread of life? This is too much for us. It must be a symbol." Jesus said, "It's not a symbol. I am the bread of life. This is me. I am the gift given to you in the Eucharist." And it says in chapter 6, many of them walked away. It was too much for them. They could not make the great act of faith in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. So to confirm the true presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, all we have to do is read chapter 6 in the Gospel of John. It's a sign, of course, and the sign is meant to point us to something else. Just not to concentrate on the story, but to accept the indication, direction of the sign. And of course, the sign in the Gospel of John in chapter 6 is the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. So it calls us to renew our belief. In the Eucharist given to us is the bread of life. Amen. Much commentary has been written on chapter 6 in the Gospel of John, all about the Eucharist. So if you want to read about the Eucharist, find some place where you can read commentaries on chapter 6 in John's Gospel. And now we pause and offer prayers for those to whom we promise prayers.